I'll bear thee off, my dearest, upon the wings of my song.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and we're very happy to be with you again tonight. And my lovely co-host, Janice, is with me.
Hello.
And I hope by this time you're recognizing my wife's voice.
You don't want to forget that.
Yeah. My theme song, that's from Mendelssohn, my On Wings of Song. So, nice to be with you again. Well, we had a nice program last week. If you missed last week, make sure you go to the archive and check it out. Mary Pusateri was with us, and she's a local girl from around Canton, Ohio here, and she's a lovely singer, yeah, fabulous singer, actually.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
And
we had fun.
Yeah.
It was really a fun program.
Yeah.
We're going to have her back.
Yeah. We sang a bunch of trios. She told her story of her journey with the cancer, and she's 12 years free now and doing really great. Mm-hmm. So we wish her the best. And
yes.
Well, we want to get started with something a little cerebral, I guess. It's kind of a custom. We broke our custom past couple of weeks because we had guests right on the set with us in our studio. And but I think we'll get back to that. And I want to try to keep it up. I've played classical music my entire life. And I kind of hate to give it up now, you know? It's like some of the great entertainers out there are actually really great classical musicians. The one that comes to my mind now is Billy Joel. And he's actually got some classical compositions out there and this and that. So, boy, he's got the hands, you know. Boy, they're strong. And he can really zing that piano. So anyway, I hope to keep this up. And not to excess, of course. I used to practice many hours a day, but I know that there's something more kind of broad and that I want to do. And this radio show, you know, developing my fan base and a little broader, I guess. So I want you to be sure and call me, you know, if you have a request. And let's get things going. My wife and I would like to entertain, too. We do a lot of entertaining around here. Oh, lots of teas, you know, lots of special parties and this and that. And but if you'd like to have us as a guest sometime in your city, give us a call. We'll work out the details. We're not as famous as Sonny and Cher yet, but so it won't be that expensive. So we'll work something out. So, I love Mozart. Mozart is really good. If you have a child, you should be playing Mozart for them while they're little. Even while you're pregnant, ladies, play Mozart for your children. It'll help develop their brains. Here's the third movement of a, could be the most famous sonata that he wrote. It's the one in C that starts like this. I played that once for somebody at the piano bar, and he says, his face lit up. He says, "Oh, an 18th century drawing room." I said, "Yes, I guess so," because it was right in book, I think it was book B or C of John W. Schaum. How many of you piano players out there took this John W. Schaum piano course? Raise your hand. Yay, I did. But that was my first exposure to that little melody. So anyway, here is the third movement of that sonata, and it's called Rondo. Thank you.
That was a cute one.
Yeah, well, all those notes were not in John W. Shum. Nevertheless, I enjoy it. Pretty much I play Mozart for my own therapy.
What kind of therapy do you need, honey, if you're playing his music?
Yeah, between taking my chihuahuas out.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, we got a new little baby chihuahua. Now Shadow has a friend.
He does.
Yeah.
This is Baby Bear.
Baby Bear.
He looks like a miniature St. Bernard. Mm-hmm. It's really funny because they're long-haired chihuahuas and they're little. I mean, like, Shadow is 10 months old and he weighs like 6 pounds, if that. And he looks like a miniature German Shepherd.
Yeah.
If you can just picture a German Shepherd that's black with the brown markings and the long nose. But he is adorable. But he was very sad when we gave Pepper away. And
we just went to see Pepper.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes, and he was excited to see us.
Oh, he was just leaping all over the place. The new owner, and Debbie's our friend.
Yes.
The new owner, she was kind of horrified that I let him do all that. He was just bouncing all over my face, licking my face all over.
Oh, he missed you. So that Shadow has been lonely, and where we got him is from my granddaughters, their mother, which is my ex-daughter-in-law. She raises these dogs, and she has beautiful puppies. And she was gracious enough to pick out Shadow for me. And then this next litter, I thought I won't get one, but then he was so sad, I thought, well, I better get him one. So this is actually his brother by the same parents, and he is the... he's white with brown markings, and like I said, he looks like miniature St. Bernard.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a lot of pressure off for me, too, because he's very demanding. He wants his playtime.
He absolutely is demanding. I mean, I have never seen a dog that acts like this Shadow.
Oh, I know. He stands on your shoulder and scratches you.
And talks to me.
Yeah, when you're reading. He won't let you go.
No.
So.
But they're a joy. They bring a lot of joy to our life.
I'm surprised how young he is. They've already started to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at first, Bear was afraid of him, and he would hide underneath the cabinets. We just got him Sunday, so he would hide from him. And then towards the evening, he got a little better with him. And then, like, today, they've been romping and playing and all over the
office. That's great. I'm looking forward to him growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had a request from our listeners to play Gymnopédie, and this kind of brings back college memories because some of my colleagues were playing this on their recitals and so forth. It's kind of a popular piece for early undergraduate work, written by Erik Satie, and I did a little reading on him. I mean, the only thing I really remember, I did it a few weeks ago, but is that he was somewhat of a eccentric, and his music is pensive, beautiful, and a little more tonal than some of the other really avant-garde composers. So I find it pleasantly tolerable. And
we shall see.
So, here's Gymnopédie for a very good friend.
Thank you.
Gymnopédie. We don't know exactly what that means, except...
Yeah, I was just getting ready to ask you, what does that mean, honey?
I think it kind of means romping around naked.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Well, that's the closest we can come, because gymnos in Greek means naked, and of course, that all came about because, they used to do the Olympics in the nude.
That was back in the Herculean times, right? Hercules? Of course, if they all look like Hercules, that might not be a bad thing.
That's where, we get our word gymnasium from that tradition.
Okay.
You know, because in the early days, you went to the gym and you didn't wear clothes. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that didn't happen in my day.
Well, oddly enough, it happened in my day.
I know, and I'm shocked by it.
I know. I mean, back in the 60s, we were going to the swimming pool, and the boys would stop in the locker room. Obviously, it was just boys. And, we'd all jump in the pool.
Yeah. Gross. That's amazing.
Did my listening audience hear my wife kissing Shadow during gymnopédie?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I did. I don't think I'll edit it out. I think I'll just leave it there. It's kind of cute.
He wants to be held. I think he's feeling a little maybe left out, but he's not. I mean, I hold him as much as I... The baby really is demanding, so you have to hold... He had a brother and a sister, and they slept together, and he is having a hard time. He wakes up screaming like a child.
Yeah.
And I have to hold him.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't hear the half of it.
Oh, I know. I was dead asleep last night, and you had
Now, get this. We went out and spent $25 for a used...
Playpen.
What's that thing called?
It's called a pack and play. Playpen.
That is some cool outfit.
Yeah.
I love the way
that. By Graco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just falls down to nothing. So we put it up. So, I went to bed, then you came a little later.
Mm-hmm. I had to settle him down.
Yeah, and it wasn't long before you fell asleep, and he's screaming out there. So I had to go out and get the box. Mm-hmm. Put him in the box and put him at the foot of the bed. Then he fell asleep there.
Yeah, the night before, you made a makeshift bed for him out of a box.
That's what I mean. I went out to the garage in the middle of the night and taped the sides of a box up. Oh, what we do for dogs, huh? Is that amazing? Well, you got to accentuate the positive, don't you?
I'm glad you feel that way, or else you'd be throwing that puppy right out the new yard.
Well, I know what a joy they're going to be.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. We actually sang Accentuate the Positive last week, and we sort of dedicated to going through trials and tribulations. You know, Mary was talking about her cancer journey and all this stuff. So we learned it just last week, and we've been practicing it a little, and we really wanted to share it again.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a little better than it was last week. Well, my husband's notorious for pulling up songs and saying, come up here and sing this, and I've never done them before, so sorry.
Well, that's all right. That's the value of a piano bar.
I know, right?
And that's what this is, really and truly. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah and the whale, Noah and the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. My last remark, Jonah and the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
That is a fun song.
It is indeed.
And the words are, I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. You know, you have to do that in your life. When you're going through some bad stuff, you, if you think about the positive things in your life, the negative doesn't seem important anymore.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And look out the window here. And
believe it or not, we have sunshine.
Yes.
Sunshine on a... No.
Finally.
It's supposed to be 68 today.
Yeah, yeah.
We had 65 yesterday. It was hard to believe because on Saturday... it was ice and snow, and the temperature went down like to 20-something or less. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
We have some crazy weather.
Yep. Did you ever wish you could just take off for Hawaii?
No.
Not even as this winter kept grinding on?
Well, you know, I like cold weather, so I'm really dreading the hot.
Well, that's
so
true.
I'm enjoying...
That's true.
Yeah.
I've often... tried to figure out how I could build you an easy chair that was actually incorporated a pool to sit in.
Electrocute me, right?
But thinking about Hawaii, when I was back in the 70s, I learned this cute little song, and it's called I Want to Go Back to My Little Grass Shack. And I just love this little song. And... did you know that there was actually a fish called Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apua'a?
Did you know that? Even say that.
That's kind of cool. Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apua'a. Try it, Jan.
No, I'm not.
One syllable at a time, or two at a time. Humuhumu.
What is it?
Humuhumu.
Humuhumu.
Nuku Nuku.
Nuku Nuku.
Apua'a.
Apua'a.
There was. That's it.
That's ridiculous. That's what it is.
Well, when you hear it in the song, you'll say, there it is. There's that little fishy. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Kanis and Wahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear old guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onaunau. I can hear old Hawaiians saying, Komo mai no ka ua I ka hale vele ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place, that's where I long to be. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku upu apu wa'a go swimming by. Sailing back to Kona, a grand old place, that's where I long to be. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I wanna go back to my fish and poi. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua'a go swimming by. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua'a go swimming by.
I can't believe you can say all that stuff. That is funny.
And I still remember it. I can kind of sing all those
know.
That
you
little
like that
Hawaiian
kind of
thing by memory.
What kind
too.
Of language is that anyway? Just called Hawaiian?
That's Hawaiian. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched a program. It's called Aerial America. Like, oh. I think I mentioned that before.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a whole thing on Hawaii. And it's beautiful to look at. But I don't think I really have a hankering, as they call it, to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, well, if we can go by car, that is. Because I don't want to be flying anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like that plane that went down in Malaysia. They haven't found it yet. What the heck? I don't know what's going on, so I don't want to get up in the sky.
What is it? But
it's been 3 weeks and they still haven't found the plane. Come on.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Maybe it was hijacked somewhere.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, they haven't found any remnants or anything anywhere.
Yeah.
So it has to be.
Maybe there's another Bermuda Triangle.
That
triangle.
Could be. Yeah, I didn't
flew
think
into.
Of that.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more speculation.
Yeah.
Having fun with, we lost it.
No, it's not very fun for the families.
Oh, that's a pain.
Worried about their loved ones.
Yeah.
I think we should all remember them in our prayers.
I know.
Right.
I know. I appreciate the way Father Dave remembers the world situations. Every week he prays about something in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even on the official list, you know.
It's not on the agenda.
He's got a heart for the world. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do offer up good thoughts and prayers for still a recovery.
Yes.
So, well, let's see. What's our next request? Oh, I was talking about hot weather. We spent a little time in Phoenix, and that's where I actually got started in the piano bar business. It wasn't all fun and games. I had never done anything like that in my life. I was purely a church boy.
Which you are purely a church boy now.
Well, if you
still are, honey.
Well, I guess it,
you
yeah,
are.
I
heart.
Am.
Mm-hmm.
I just branch out a little bit. You
yeah.
know. But I remember. This one woman, you know, made me mad one time. She kept, I think she had a little too much, you know. And
the drink?
Yeah, and she kept asking for this one song, and I kept saying, well, I didn't know that, you know. And then she just kept saying the same song. Let's see, what was it? Some Spanish song. I can't remember what it was.
Blue Spanish Eyes?
Something like that.
Yeah. At that time, you didn't know. You know it now, though.
Oh, I
or
sure
Malaguena.
Do.
Or Malaguena.
Oh, I sure do. No, my band plays it. I can't think of it okay. right now. But anyway, it was during those years that I learned a lot of these old sing-along standards because they used to actually sing around the piano bar.
Uh-huh. Much like what we're doing.
Yeah, much like what we're doing. Exactly. Just babble and babble and
mm-hmm.
babble.
Mm-hmm.
Babble.
What's the name of this song?
Bill Bailey.
Oh, yes. I like this one.
Everybody, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'll bet the whole night long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent.
All right, I'll go for that.
Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. Yes, I know that I'm due to blame. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Oh, darn it, I looked for my own sheet right before the show here.
Couldn't find it.
Downloaded something off the internet, and they've got the words all messed up. I have no. I'm not going to look at it. See if I can get through it a little better.
Okay.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'll do the whole night long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb? I know I'm to blame, and ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Yay!
Well, only slightly better.
It but, sort of kind of sounded like the Beer Barrel Polka.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't it?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I remember I played, an old man by the name of Jim played guitar. He sat beside me. He sat behind me, I mean right with me, mm-hmm. behind the bar there.
In Phoenix?
Yeah, there was just mm-hmm. enough room for both of us. And he and his wife taught me all these old moldy songs.
Uh-huh.
I know they're passed on by now. But he tried to initiate me. And,
well, he did a good job. I mean, there's so many people love these songs.
Oh,
here
yeah.
We go to the nursing homes and even churches, and you sing these songs. And I look out and I can see, you know, they're singing along with you, that they're really enjoying it. So it's fun, you know.
I remember Jim told me, he says, if you want to sing from memory, he says, you've got to practice from memory. And that stuck with me, mm-hmm. and still a lot of people, I guess, admire me because I sing so many songs mm-hmm. just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
You know, so that's probably a reason for that. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I did a job, and I forget what it was. It was back in Ohio here somewhere. Oh, I was playing my accordion at a picnic up in Akron. And this one older Italian gentleman, he was just charmed. Mm-hmm. And finally he said, just play me your favorite song. And I ham-hawed around, you know. And I guess my favorite song is pretty much the one I'm playing at the time. But I made the mistake of bending down to get a book. He said, oh no, don't do that. He said, if you can't sing it by memory, then it's not in your heart.
Oh my God.
So I stumbled my way through whatever I had, you know, planned at the moment. But I do the best I can. Yeah. So anyway, he thanked me for it. He was happy.
Well, good.
Dropped a bunch of words, but who cares? It was from my heart. Mm-hmm. Well, the sunshine is ushering in springtime, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we won't get any more snows. Yeah. And we discovered
don't
this
song. Don't hold
your breath. Yeah.
You know, the saying, if you live in Ohio, wait a minute, and the weather will change. And that's about the way it's been this winter.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're going to celebrate April. Hey, what's the date today?
April the 1st.
Hey, well, today's April the 1st. You folks won't hear it until April...
the 2nd, tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Not bad.
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
Yes, darling.
My mother used to call me and my sister every year and say something, you know, bizarre.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yes.
She quit doing it. I think she's forgotten, but it was so funny. We knew to expect her phone
call. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to celebrate the coming of April with a song called April Showers. And that's an old song. Well, I guess, what do you expect? What's the name of this show? Golden Memories.
Right. And this is definitely a golden memory. This was the song that was slated for and was performed by the musical Bombo. And Al Jolson is the one that made this song famous, and it became his trademark in 1921.
Yes.
So that's a long time ago.
You were showing me some videos of Al Jolson mm-hmm. just this morning, and
when he sang "Mammy,"
"Mammy,"
"Swanee."
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah,
it's funny,
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not a highway strewn with flowers. Still, it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's the point that you should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
That is a darling song.
Yeah, that's actually the first time I've actually sung it. I've been meaning to sing that song for at least 30 years. Every time April comes along. Yeah, it's weird.
I've never sung this song either. So this is our doing it together on the piano bar here.
Yep, yep, yep. All right. I'd like to dedicate this next song to Clem Conan.
Oh,
Clem Conan, mm-hmm. Yes.
He passed away last year.
It hasn't been that long.
No.
And we have a wonderful friendship with Mary.
His wife.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that Clem loved this song, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. And I'd like to mostly play it.
Yeah.
Argentina, the truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
There you are, Clem. I hope you're doing fine over there. All right. Do you remember watching... What film is Bella Notte from? It's The Dogs, The Dogs.
Oh, you're talking about a Chihuahua 1, 2, and 3?
No. It's an animated Disney film.
Oh, Lady and the Tramp. Very favorite all-time Disney film is Lady and the Tramp.
I love that.
You know, Disney, when it came to great movies, he had it. And his music, the music. I remember my great-nephews, when they come over to watch the Lady and the Tramp with me, they were talking about the music. And Josh, the oldest one, was talking about Aristocats. The music on the Aristocats is fabulous. So it makes me believe that the kids really are listening to the music, you know? So, yeah. Lady and the Tramp.
My favorite scene in there is when...
they're eating spaghetti together. I know, right?
We do that all the time, don't we?
Yeah, well, not quite like they do, but... We can try it, though.
I think we ought to try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too sweet. They come together in the middle, a long string and the spaghetti, and the Italian chef.
The chef is running around with his accordion.
Yeah, it's
And
sweet.
Ever since I saw that, I determined I would learn that song. We're going to try to sing it, aren't we?
We are.
The night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find the night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night, and the heavens are bright on this lovely Bella Notte.
Great song.
Yes.
You know what notte means, darling?
Bella notte. No, what does it mean?
Night.
Oh, night.
Like noche.
Beautiful night.
No. Bella. Yeah, just like in Spanish. Pretty close. Noche,
okay.
Notte.
Yeah, I always want to say noche when I hear the song.
Yeah. But anyway, that set up a nice mood for evening, didn't it? I'm going to play a song just to come out of that nice mood. It's called Trauma Rye by Robert Schumann.
That is lovely, darling.
Thank you.
That's a nice song to go to sleep to.
That's what I was thinking. We're trying to bring everybody right down and ready to turn out the light.
Yeah.
Like that scene in Kate and Leopold where every day at midnight, her neighbor plays Moon River and then turns the light out exactly at midnight. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, I want you to, I want to remind everyone that we'd be most happy to have a sponsor for a show. And you can sponsor an entire show or a portion of a show. You know, whatever your donation is will be appropriate to what we do, you know, dedication-wise and request-wise, whatever you'd like. Make out a list of 12 songs, and we'll dedicate the whole show to your favorites. And so remember, you can reach us at stevedallaspiano@gmail.com. Or you can go right to my show page on bbsradio.com. Or you can, if you're a seasoned BBS listener, you know that there's numbers you can call. And our good friends, Deborah and Tom and Doug, will take your requests and pass them along to me in an email.
Well, if they go to your website or the page on BBS Radio, you have that big, you know, mouse they can click and
there's a big mouse there. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, a mouse as in the computer mouse.
Right.
That was funny. Maybe he should have put a mouse on there. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of scary. Probably nobody would use it.
Here's a song that was left over from... Or did we sing Let There Be Peace on Earth with Joanne?
You and Joanne might have done it. I don't remember doing it.
Thank you.
It's impossible. I think Perry Como made that famous, didn't
right, he? Right. 1971.
Yeah.
That became his first song to hit the top 10 of the Billboard Hit 100.
Good job.
Yeah.
I never forget this one little cartoon I saw, kind of poking fun at Perry Como. He was in the studio, but he was laying down flat on his back singing.
Why was that?
Because he was such a relaxed singer.
Oh, okay. That's great. Great depiction.
Really. Here's one of the most often requested songs, especially when I go to nursing homes. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And contact us in some way and let us know. It's like Pastor Dave says, you don't have to put any money in. Just respond. Yeah, fill in that little response page on feedback. That's a fun thing for us to read. It's like gives us fire for the next show. Well, I always wanted to end a show with this song. Do you happen to know Happy Trails, Janice?
Yeah, I know the song.
All right.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you.
Well, have a good night, everybody, and I hope to see you next week.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.
night, everybody. We love you.
Good night.